Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miroboard. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miroboard?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
The world's most exciting podcast, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
I'm Michael Savage, host of the Savage Nation podcast, home of borders, language, and culture. Hear my new podcast each week as I speak with top guests from around the world. Right now, we have over 700 shows in our library, featuring interviews with world leaders, scientists, faith teachers, and more, including President Donald Trump, Prime Minister of Israel Ehud Barak, Edward Teller, the father of the hydrogen bomb, Jerry Falwell, and so much more. Conversations and commentary you cannot find anywhere else. Other guests have included Samuel Cohen, the father of the neutron bomb, Breitbart's Alex Marlowe, the great author Peter Schweitzer, Colonel Douglas McGregor. Be here or be nowhere. The Savage Nation Podcast.
Catch the Michael Savage Podcast on all podcast platforms every Tuesday and every Friday.
You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America. On air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
It is The Rob Carson Show, and the number is 800-922-6680. How you doing today? I'm doing well. You should feel good about living in the country because we're in the middle of a great awakening and people are recognizing all the absurdity that we've gone through the last 4 years. And then if you add to it another 5, 9 years altogether, this persecution in Donald Trump and consequently this persecution of you and me. Because it is personal, because it's a movement. It's not a man. It's a movement. It's called America First. It's the antithesis of what Barack Obama has ushered in, which is the fundamental change of America. Well, we've seen the change. And thanks. No, I don't think we want to do that change thing because, you know, it's Marxist and it's awful. And it's created this pall over life in general. You know, we have literally have every day we go out, and I've said this before, you go outside, sun is still shining, air is still fine, you know, the carbon dioxide is not affecting my ability to breathe. I can go for a 5-mile run if I want to, be perfectly fine. The air is cleaner than it was when I grew up. And the world is not warmed. The ice caps are not melting because Barack Obama has 2 beachfront homes. So you got to kind of put 2 and 2 together and discover that maybe you've just been fed a lot of crap to make you miserable. And maybe the people in charge of Washington, D.C., who have told you you are guaranteed life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, have said, not so much for you. No, for you guys, not so much. For us, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, we're going to use your money and we're going to pay off our friends and our friends are going to pay us off and we're going to get paid more than everybody else and we're going to get rich in Congress and all that. You people, not so much, not so much. And as far as the pursuit of happiness, we're going to make that as hard as possible. And that's what they're doing right now. And we're kind of done with it. We're kind of done with it. They make it hard by, you know, trying to open a business, all the regulation, all the bull crap you got to go through. You want to save something for retirement, they tax you to death. And when you die, they tax that. And now they want to tax your capital gains at a tune of 50%. Your investments, the government gets 50% of that in some states. Honestly, we're kind of done with it. We are guaranteed life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Stop getting in our damn way. How about that? Yeah, how about that? So there's a great awakening happening in the country, and it really is glorious, and it's been a long time coming. And I feel like you and me, and I mean it, you and I have come together at this moment in history to save the country. How's that sound? Yeah, I think it sounds pretty good. I really, 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 really do. We've got a bunch of audio from the Donald Trump trial in New York, which is being exposed as a massive fraud. The judge involved should be embarrassed, but he has no sense of shame. And we've got a bunch of Republicans are actually showing up and showing some support finally. Finally admitting months in, like months and months in to four trials that, oh, maybe this was all coordinated out of the White House to prevent Donald Trump from becoming the president. Maybe it's become of those insiders are realizing that Donald Trump is going to become the next president, and they might want to get on that train. Just might want to get on that Trump train. Yeah, because Donald Trump's going to win the election, all right? Right now, Joe Biden's presidency, Joe Biden's legacy is dead. It's over already. That's why they're trying all this nonsense with regard to, you know, getting illegals to vote and changing election laws. And now the FBI is going to go after what they're saying is, oh, yeah, there could be some foreign election interference. And really what that is going after you and me to prevent us from speaking out, exposing the truth about the left, exposing the truth about the deep state, just like they did the last election. That's why people like, what's her name, Kristen Welker or whatever the hell on Meet the Press is asking, oh, you're going to accept the election results, aren't you? You're going to accept the election results, aren't you, to Donald Trump and other conservatives? They're doing the same damn thing they tried to do, or they successfully rigged the last election, and they want to try it again. But guess what? We're awake. We're awake now, and we can actually say things without being told, it's disinformation, you're a denier, all that stuff. Yeah, now we can speak freely. Thank you, Elon Musk. That helped. Thank you, Newsmax. Kaboom. It's kind of interesting because 4 years ago, I started at Newsmax. And, you know, a lot of people hadn't really heard of this Newsmax, right? And 4 years ago, you know, Fox got on the election is fine bandwagon, and, you know, COVID, oh, that's nothing wrong with it. The government would never lie to you and all that. And then Newsmax came along, and now Newsmax is a player, majorly. And my show is seen by a lot of people because people are realizing that they want people they can trust, because the great thing about all of this, not only have we exposed the deep state, not only have we exposed higher education for its rabid anti-Semitism and nonsense, but we've also exposed all of the letter networks as complete mouthpieces for the deep state. It's really great. And look at what's happened at CNN. They fired half of their anchors since then. MSNBC is on fumes. They're only supported by donors, really. So great things. And Newsmax ratings have gone up 130% in primetime. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So, you know, it is, there's a great awakening happening. And I'm really proud and really glad to be here with you to expose it. Trust me, we're going to get thrown a lot of things between now and November. They're going to try all sorts of stuff. They're floating the bird flu and all this stuff now. And we just have to, we need to keep calm and carry on, as the Brits used to say. I got a nice note from Charlotte. She said, thank you for your tireless efforts to educate and inform your listeners. My husband and I have tuned in daily and watched you for Newsmax on New York Newsmax for years. We appreciate you. I often hear you share your optimism during this dark time. You believe there is an awakening to this evil in this world and the tides are turning. I pray you're right. I know it is. I can feel it. I know that sounds weird, but I can. Because I just have this feeling about all of this. I knew about the indictments of Trump being political as soon as the first one dropped. I knew that COVID was being overplayed and we were being lied to and the air was perfectly fine and we didn't need to wear a mask and we didn't need to stand 6 feet from people. I knew that in March of 2020. I said that and I was censored. I suspected, wow, I think the 2020 election has been rigged by the federal government. And I was right, absolutely right. When I saw on January the 7th, the mainstream media saying there were millions and hundreds of millions of dollars worth of damage into the inside of the interior of the Capitol, and they tried to overthrow the government. I said, oh, that's bullcrap. I said, it's a Reichstag moment. It's bullcrap. When they said the southern border isn't open, I said, bullcrap. I go on and on and on. And I've been given, I guess, this innate ability to smell things that are wrong. And I think a lot of that has to do with my upbringing, my research, and then this thing called common sense, which I thought was dead. I really thought Common Sense was dead. I've been mourning Common Sense. I've seen the death of shame. The death of shame, you know, that ultimately culminated in men shameless that they would lose on the athletic field to men and decide that the only thing they can win is if they dress up like girls and pretend they're girls and then win. And I knew that was like, that's the end of shame. And unless, we got to turn around from that and we got to start shaming people again. But Common Sense, I am pleasantly surprised, is alive and well. And Common Sense is what's driving all of this, throwing off of this nonsense. Yeah, yeah. I told you more than a year ago, 2024 has to be the year. We turn from nonsense to Common Sense. And we're doing it. And we're doing it. And the media is going insane. They're going nuts. They're going nuts. You know, I said literally 3.5 years ago, I said, Joe Biden will never be able to do a second term. I still don't think he's going to be the candidate. Who the hell knows? I don't know what the Democrat, the party has in, you know, planned, because I don't think evil. I don't think cheating. I think, I don't know, winning on your own merits in your own argument. But that's not the Democrat Party, because the Democrat Party is the new Communist Revolutionary Party. So who the hell knows what they're going to do? But clearly, Joe Biden does not have what it takes. He doesn't have enough life left in him to complete this election cycle, let alone live another 4 years. And everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. But who the hell knows what's going to happen? Here's Joe Biden yesterday. He's using some tired lines. You know, he's got a couple of them that he uses. You know, this is what happens when you get older, I guess. You use the same jokes over and over again. I try to shake up my material, you know. But everybody knows what Uncle Joe's going to say. Joe's going to turn to the balcony and say, don't jump, you know. And Uncle Joe's going to invite his wife, Jill, on stage and say, here's my boss, or here's the president, you know, whatever she says about Uncle Joe. And then, of course, yesterday, he introduced Kamala Harris in a very frightening way, because he actually says Kamala Harris is smarter than he is, which means they're both idiots.
My name's Joe Biden. I work for Kamala Harris. I asked her to be my vice president because I knew I needed somebody smarter than me.
Well, and wow, I mean, honestly, as far as intelligence is concerned, I don't think either one of you are terribly high on that intelligence level. So if she's smarter than you and she's an idiot, what does that make you? And then, of course, they did a big thing yesterday. They were celebrating Native Pacific Islanders and Asian people and all that stuff. And Joe spewed some gobbledygook.
There is no singular Asian American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander identity and diversity in those cultures, the breadth of achievement and shape the strength and fabric of this country.
Yeah, that's great. And your point. We already knew that. It's cool. We never looked at Asians, Pacific Islanders and all that any different. Nobody thought they were racist or anything. And we were racist against them. And I don't know, you know, like The Rock's the most, the biggest movie star in the history of the world. Nobody ever said, well, he's a Pacific Islander. No, nobody ever said that. So that was kind of pointless. And then, of course, Kamala Harris, for some reason, gratuitously dropped the F-bomb. I don't know if this was to look cool or what it is exactly. She's pandering for people who use the F-bomb. I got that on the other side of the break. Then we're going to dive into this, this Michael Cohen test. Testimony that he's going to get nailed more than Stormy Daniels on a long day of shooting. All right. So anyway, that's all coming up. Here's a number if you want to chime in. 800-922-6680. This is the Rob Carson Show.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to newsmax.com/listen for details.
You know, 10 years ago, would you ever have thought that, Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islanders were an oppressed group? Maybe it's because I'm white, I guess, that I didn't realize it, but I was grew up poor on a farm in Iowa. But apparently, yeah, that's the big deal, I guess. That's why Vice President Kamala Harris used profanity on Monday while offering advice to young Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islanders about how to break through barriers. I think we all got to kind of break through barriers, right? Don't we? Don't we kind of all got to break through barriers? I had to break through a lot of barriers to get to where I am. But anyway, Harris's mother's from India and her father's from Jamaica, and she grew up in Berkeley, and she had to ride a school bus. So I guess she was greatly put upon by the system and had to break through some barriers. Yeah. Anyway, she gave a lengthy response in which she told young people to keep their chins up when they go into spaces where no one else looks like them. There you go. That's what it is. It's basically, if you're not white, you're a victim is what it is. And so when you go into spaces where no one else looks like them, I've been there. I've been there before. I've gone into restaurants where a lot of people were Chinese. I've gone into a lot of restaurants where people were black, you know, Hispanic. I went to a grocery store the other day. There's a Hispanic grocery store right up here. I was probably the only person there who didn't speak Spanish. And so I guess maybe this appeals to me, but whatever. Anyway, you know, when you go into spaces where nobody looks like you, you got to be able to open those doors. I want you to listen, because she could only deliver advice this pointless and stupid. And then I guess somebody told her, you know, you ought to throw the F-bomb in there just to show you have street cred or something. But here's your vice president.
Don't ever carry as a personal burden your capacity to do whatever you dream and aspire to do.
Well, thank God that a woman who slept her way to, I mean, who worked very hard to get where she is because of her intelligence.
Based on other people's limited ability to see who can do what.
Again, she said nothing there.
This is part of what's involved, is that we have to know that sometimes people will open the door for you and leave it open. Sometimes they won't.
Okay. What?
And then you need to kick that f***ing door down.
Oh, yeah, you need to kick the door down. There you go. She was sitting on that line for a while, I guess. Then she cackles.
Excuse my language.
Yeah, excuse my language. Yeah, she did that on purpose. Somebody told her, you ought to say that. It'll really stir it up, and people like Rob Carson will talk about you and make you seem like a bigger idiot than you are. Oh, yeah. And she is. First of all, the story was pointless. Second of all, it culminated in the drop of an F-bomb, which is, you know, whatever. I don't care. I mean, I am no stranger to profanity. I think profanity is an amazing tool. It really is. It's great for language. It's great in comedy. And it's really great when you're putting together IKEA furniture. I mean, woo! Great for putting together IKEA furniture. But whatever. Let's move on to this trial in New York City that is really beginning to collapse, because more and more people are recognizing that it's based on nothing and that the two principal witnesses in the trial are complete scumbags. Michael Cohen really wanted to be Trump's chief of staff. I mean, there was no chance, because Michael Cohen is not a terribly bright man. He is a shady character. He is a liar. That has been proven by history. When he was not named Trump's chief of staff, and he was not named the AG, he literally tried to kill himself. So he's not, you know, mentally a very stable person, all right? But he's like, you know, the follow-up to the porn star who is also a medium with the dead. And so that's their big deal. This is Donald Trump outside of court this morning talking about the gag order, because that's another thing about this. Donald Trump, usually a gag order is on people who are going to be going after the person who's been convicted, and the convicted person has to be able to speak out loud. But because Donald Trump is president of the United States and this judge is a pure political hack, he has gagged Donald Trump while allowing the scumbags who are witnesses against him to say whatever they want. Consequently, they've said some really stupid, self-incriminating crap. But here's Donald Trump.
The gag order has to come off. So when you ask me a question about the people that we're talking about, I'm not allowed to answer. There's never been anything like this in the history of our country. It's a scam. It's election interference at a level that's never taken place before. And now, if you don't mind, I'm going to go into the icebox and sit for a while.
Go into the icebox and sit for a while. Yeah, you know, and everybody is beginning to realize, and I knew immediately, that this is all political. And honestly, if you look at the number of charges against Donald Trump, and you look at the need to try Donald Trump on these charges, which is minimal, versus the states that are involved and the massive amount of crime that are going on in New York City, Washington, D.C., parts of Florida, etc., it pales by comparison to these trumped up charges against Donald Trump. Everybody gets it now. There is no other way to think about these four indictments happening in an election year other than they are purely political and meant to interfere in the election. Everybody gets it. That's why it's fallen apart. And Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, finally made it to New York City to talk about it.
The crime that they are accusing President Trump of is falsification of business records. But I think everybody knows he is not the bookkeeper for his company. President Trump is innocent of these charges. And again, anyone with common sense can understand what is happening here. In the midst of all this nonsense and corruption, they have placed a ridiculous and unprecedented gag order on President Trump. They were overriding his constitutional right to defend himself from political smears from his harshest critics at the most important time.
Yeah.
He is soon to be officially the nominee of one of the major parties in our country, running for president. And they have him tied up here in this ridiculous prosecution that is not about justice. It's all about politics.
Yeah, and it's about time you guys got on board and were there for him. And I think the reason being is they know what's happening. They know that Joe Biden has blown it. Let's leave Stormy Daniels out. But Joe Biden has blown it. He's had 4 years in office, and it's failed. He has no chance of winning this election based on what he's done for the country, because all he's done is just destroy it. And so this is how they steal election. Marxists don't win elections. Communists don't win elections. They cheat, they steal, they overthrow. And we're not going to let that happen, are we? Let's take a break and come back. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. When you talk coffee, you are speaking my language. And if you're tired of the same old monotonous liberal-flavored coffee brand, stop giving your money to woke companies that don't care about you. Go with the coffee option that aligns with your conservative values and my friends at Blackout Coffee. It's not enough to simply have great taste. You want to be proud to support a company knowing that they align with your conservative values, and that's why I'm telling you to give them a try. I am the poster boy for coffee consumption. That's why I'm proud to personally recommend Blackout Coffee. It's a coffee company that is 100% committed to conservative values. From sourcing the beans to the roasting process, customer support to shipping, they've got an incredible work ethic and are dedicated to preserving conservative principles and accept no compromise on taste or quality. That's a hell of a combination. Do me a favor, check out blackoutcoffee.com/Rob. Use promo code ROB for 20% off your first order. Ditch the other guys. Blackout Coffee remains true to our values. That's blackoutcoffee.com/Rob, or use coupon code ROB for 20% off your order. Be awake, not woke.
In 60 years of doing this, I have never put a witness like Michael Cohen on the stand, because I have ethics. And good lawyers don't put people on the stand who they know are going to lie, either on direct, and he lied, I believe, on direct, or on cross. And we're going to see lie after lie after lie on cross. And so we see ethical violations occurring right in front of us, and lies occurring right in front of us. We don't even have to get into the issue that he lied before and he went to jail. He lied right to this jury, and I hope at least the lawyers on the jury will see through it.
Yeah, well, they don't care about any crime that Donald Trump committed. All they care about is getting Donald Trump on one charge. That's it. They just want a guilty verdict. They think it's going to impact the election. It's not going to. It's not going to. No one is going to go, oh, son of a gun. I mean, the porn star and medium who talks to the dead and the serial liar, they really convinced me that, cast aside the future of the country. Let's bed down with another 4 years of absolute crap under Joe Biden because, you know, the porn star who communicates with the dead and the scumbag say that Donald Trump did something wrong. We're not sure what it is, but let's convict him anyway. Sure. Let's see how that works for you. Here is Jonathan Turley. I love me some Jonathan Turley. He's not even like a, he's not even a conservative. He literally is a professor of law at George Washington University, and he says that's the most corrupt thing he's ever seen, ever.
Well, nor can I. And you also have the third in command at the Biden Justice Department coming over.
Great point.
Giving up his job so that he can bag Trump in this case. The optics are horrendous.
Yeah.
But so is the reality. It's not just optics.
No.
That is, what we're witnessing in that court really is infamous. And I've never thought that as an attorney I could see a system like New York's, one of the most sophisticated legal bars in the world, really debase itself in this way. This judge should not have allowed this case to go forward.
No.
Now, he's going to have one big opportunity we discussed before, when the prosecution closes his case, and Bragg says it hands it over to the defense. They will ask for a directed verdict. Mershon should grant that motion.
Yes.
Because there is an insufficiency of evidence here. No crime has been shown. I don't even know what the theory is anymore. So he's trying to find a way to give Bragg just enough to get to the jury. And Bragg hopes that a motivated jury and a motivated judge is all he needs, and he doesn't need any evidence after that point.
Yeah, that's all it's been based on. That's all this nonsense is based on. You've got Fannie Willis's case. She got millions and millions of dollars from the DOJ, hired her boyfriend that she was, sleeping with, and paid him twice as much. They went on vacations, but he says she paid him back in cash because black people only have cash. They don't have bank accounts, and all that. Then you've got the classified documents case where Joe Biden took thousands of them, had them on at eight locations, and the investigation found that he was too feeble-minded to be considered, charges to be considered, because the jury feels sorry for him. But the FBI literally brought evidence, or brought their own props, so they could splay out supposed classified documents with the labels they came with, and then took pictures that leaked to the media. I mean, are you really serious? Are you serious? You think that you going down this road is going to end well in your legal career? Because honestly, you're going to go down in history. I mean, honestly, this is big, and he said this is infamous. This is going to result in people looking at Mershon and Ingeron and Willis and Letitia James and Alvin Bragg in a very bad light. They're thinking that this is going to make them the kings of the cocktail circuit, but it's really just going to make them the only people they were able to find who would sell their souls, to sell their sacred oath, to look at the law as justice being blind, and to uphold it because it's sacred in this glorious country. But they were willing to sell it for politics. They were. And they're going to pay for it. They're going to figuratively burn because of it. That's just the way it is. Rob Schmidt was brilliant last night, as always, on Newsmax. Here's Rob Schmidt talking about, there was a banner about being pulled behind an airplane in Manhattan, where Donald Trump has been drawing crowds of thousands just to go out and talk. And by the way, he attracted more people in New Jersey than a Bon Jovi concert where they gave away free bronzer and hair gel. That's how big his appearance was in New Jersey last weekend. It's an irresistible, unstoppable force, this movement, this America First movement. It is. But this banner was being flown over Manhattan, and here's Rob Schmidt's brilliant commentary on that.
When you indict him, it says, when you indict him, you unite us. It has become very clear that they went too far. This is all backfiring.
Yeah, it is. It's really beginning to backfire. When Fareed Zakaria on CNN even admits it. And this is, there's going to be this great comeuppance in the media. It's going to impact MSNBC much later on. But I have a feeling that Joe and Mika are really beginning to question, what the hell have we done, honey? I don't know, but maybe we ought to look at retirement together. I'm serious. Because he has said that Joe Biden's brain is fine. He is bedded down with the left after once being supposedly a conservative member of Congress, and he used to fill in for Rush Limbaugh. And now he's beginning to realize, and they should begin to realize, that they're losing. And they aren't the guys in the white hats. They're the guys in the black hats. They're the bad guys. Here's a little bit from Rob Schmidt. With many of these media figures, including Fareed Zakaria, having a little change of heart.
Despite an incredible and very coordinated legal assault, it all feels like it's moving in Trump's direction right now, and that is just an amazing thing to watch. The scam is failing. And there's now a very good chance that those who coordinated it will soon have to accept the fact that they actually worked to re-elect the man that they told us was going to destroy the entire country.
Oh, yeah.
The fact the trial is even happening is the story. It is an atrocity, one that even serious Trump detractors are now admitting is all part of a very, very, very elaborate and desperate scheme.
Yeah.
The trials against him keep him in the spotlight, infuriate his base, who sees him as a martyr, and even may serve to make him the object of some sympathy among people in general who believe that his prosecutors are politically motivated.
And what about that, Fareed?
This happens to be true, in my opinion.
Gasp! Shriek!
I doubt the New York indictment would have been brought against a defendant whose name was not Donald Trump.
Well, of course!
And let's be honest, if he can see it, they all can see it. And what he just said is why the political landscape looks the way it does right now, and why it has so rapidly changed in just the last couple months.
And they're going to wake up, and they're going to realize they were on the wrong side of history. And it's going to happen before November. This is Jim Gossett on the Rob Carson Show.
How many lies can Michael Cohen tell when they put him on the stand? Mike was convicted on multiple counts. From the practice of law, he's been banned. Why do they want him to testify? He broke every law in the land. The answer is that Cohen is a rat. The answer is Cohen is a rat.
And they bedded down with him. And they bedded down with Stormy Daniels. Might want to get a blood test. I'm just saying, after both of them, actually, you might want to get some sort of a test. This is J.D. Vance yesterday outside the courthouse. We got some Republicans growing a pair to defend Donald Trump against what we all know is political persecution.
Whether you love Donald Trump, whether you like Donald Trump, or whether you're a Democrat or don't care about politics, what's going on inside that courtroom is a threat to American democracy, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot have a country where you get to prosecute your political opponents instead of persuading voters. Joe Biden's entire strategy is to try to distract from inflation at home and war overseas with this sham trial. I just want to live in a reasonable country where we try to persuade voters in our politics. We don't try to throw our political opponents in jail. So this is a disgrace, and I wanted to be here to show some support for my friend.
Yeah, you know, and I've been talking about the moist dream of the class of 1968. The fundamental changing of America. That's what Barack Obama wanted, and clearly he's behind this. His silence speaks volumes. So does that of Bill Clinton and George Bush, by the way. Both very silent, very silent. All three of them very silent about what is going on in the country. I got to play Maria Bartiromo. She is just kind of done yesterday. Maria Bartiromo, she was like a tag team wrestler getting tagged in when her partner had been having the snot beat out of him. Here she is.
Donald Trump sits in a courtroom in Manhattan all day long while Joe Biden is over there campaigning, going to all the swing states.
I love the fact that MSNBC is like, well, yeah, well, Donald Trump's on trial. Joe Biden is hitting the campaign trail. It's like, oh yeah, and you didn't do that. Okay, right.
What do you want to say about the weaponization of government as Trump sits in that courtroom hearing from a porn star all day long? Just let me be clear. Viewers are sick and tired of hearings. They're sick and tired of letters. They're sick and tired of hearing complaints.
Yeah, we want to see a free and fair election where we compare ideas, contrast ideas for the country. That's what we want.
They want action. President Trump is in a trial all day long, every day in New York City.
They even tried to take him off ballots around the country, but the Supreme Court shot that down. That's another way they tried to get Donald Trump out of the race, because Joe Biden is a terrible president and he's losing. and he's going to lose.
Where is this committee of weaponization, and what are you doing about it? I just spoke with Kevin Hassett, the former chairman of the White House Economics Council, and he said, make no mistake, if we see President Trump go to jail because he violated this gag order, markets will react. Okay, Congressman, we're losing the country. So with all due respect, I'm not blaming you specifically, but it's not enough to set up a committee that's called the weaponization of federal government. That's not doing it for anybody.
Yeah, she was talking to Russell Fry, who is a member of Congress, and here's his response.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm specifically doing. Of course, I serve on these committees. I don't chair them necessarily, but I serve on them, happy to play whatever part, because I agree with you. I've introduced, and we have actually passed out of the Judiciary Committee, the No More Political Prosecutions Act, which would actually inhibit state prosecutors from being able to...
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, really. Yeah, and what's that doing for us? Impeach Joe Biden, remove him with the 25th Amendment or by impeachment, and start raising some hell. There you go. How's that? Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show.
Here's what I'm seeing, too. It is I'm disappointed in the courtroom. I'm hearing, Mr. Trump, he is former President Trump. Give him some respect. I mean, that's what that place is in there. It's no respect. Here's what I'm seeing, too. It is depressing. That courtroom is depressing. This is New York City, the icon of our country. And we got a courtroom that's the most depressing thing I've ever been in. Mental anguish is trying to be pushed on Republican candidate for the president of the United States this year. That's all this is. He's been here a month.
Yeah, and it's going to do a face plant. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about this gag order. I guess the appeals court refused to get rid of the gag order today. And, you know, honestly, the reason why it's necessary to get rid of it is constitutional. It's not because the American people aren't getting what's going on without Donald Trump commenting about Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen. Everybody gets it. The public opinion is not being swayed by Donald Trump's talking about it. They see it because the American people see it. They recognize that Donald Trump is being gagged and can't say things, and they're doing their own research and they're coming up to their own conclusions. So is it absolutely necessary that Donald Trump be able to speak out while these other people are able to speak out on their own while he's being gagged? It's not necessary. It is necessary constitutionally. And eventually, this is all going to, people are going to be held responsible for this nonsense. It's interesting. Dan Goldman, of a Democrat representative, yesterday said on MSNBC, might have been this morning, that he has been meeting with Michael Cohen before his testimony. Which would say to me, there are people on Capitol Hill in the Democrat Party, and I would also say, of course, the Biden DOJ and Joe Biden and whoever his puppet masters are the ones who obviously are making this trial happen. Here's Dan Goldman. Why would he have a conversation with Michael Cohen before his testimony?
And I have deposed Michael Cohen. I have met with him a number of times to prepare him.
Really? What? Wait. Why would you meet with Michael Cohen a number of times to prepare him?
Have deposed Michael Cohen. I have met with him a number of times to prepare him.
Yeah, it's because the Democrat Party can't win elections fairly because they are intellectually and morally bankrupt, and they've driven the country to the pits of hell. And we're done with it. Let's go to Randall in Pacific Grove. Randall, welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, aside from Ozzy Osbourne song from 1986, it fits a lot of what's going on in the news these days. Shot in the dark,
yes, shot in the dark. Yeah, I'm a radio dude, so I know that.
That goes perfectly with a lot of stuff going on. And I called about you were talking about some racial inappropriations, and I was going to comment on how disappointed people are in Vivek
Ramaswamy. Yeah, why is that?
Ann Coulter was he had an interview with Ann Coulter. He said right off, straight, no nonsense, I would not vote for you because you're Indian.
Yes.
Now here's her whole thing. She calls herself a wasp. she doesn't identify just as an American or white or anything like that. She identifies herself as a WASP. That's three whites and one Protestant.
Okay.
Now, here's the problem.
What?
And I'm very disappointed that Vivek did not drive this home and hand it to her. If she bases her WASP identity on the founding fathers intended for this to be an English-run country, right? Well, she wouldn't be able to vote, number one. Secondly, she would never get elected president because they didn't let women vote. So if she wants to go back to those founding fathers' days, then she could take what goes along with it, barefoot, pregnant, with an apron.
Okay.
And but people are disappointed in Vivek for not handing it to her. But I'll tell you one thing. There's some good news, Rob.
What?
We're going to start rolling out the blonde jokes.
All right, dude. Thanks for the phone call, Randall. Bye. I do appreciate it. Okay, great. I'm not sure exactly where that came from, but this is what she said.
Oh, and I agreed with many, many things you said during, in fact, probably more than most other candidates when you were running for president. But I still would not have voted for you because you're an Indian. There is a core.
I don't understand that. I really don't. I the reason why I haven't covered that is because Ann Coulter is kind of faded. Her relevance has faded. She's shown herself to be an anti-Trumper. I don't even know. I don't know what's going on with her, to be quite honest. I met her in Washington, D.C. years ago. I used to read her books and or at least thumb through them. But I don't understand. I really don't understand that because we're a melting pot. I don't care what your color is, whatever. You know, I won't vote for you because of your color. And I won't vote for you because of your genitalia. So I didn't really understand what her problem with voting for an Indian was. I don't understand it. And as far as Ramaswamy not giving pushback, maybe he just didn't feel it was worth it. Their comments were so meaningless and self-explanatory. Not sure. But let's move on. Beyond that. I don't understand. I don't understand why she would even play that card. I don't understand. I don't understand like somebody wouldn't vote for somebody because they're Jewish. I don't understand that either. To me, it doesn't really matter. It never has. My generation left the racism in the past, largely. I mean, we were the first generation that were raised with Sesame Street. We didn't care about color. You know, one of my first superheroes was Verb. He was a black guy. We all watched Sanford and Son and All in the Family and Good Times and, the Jeffersons and all that. So I'm not exactly sure what she was trying to get at. Coming up, I do have some more bad news on the economy. We've got some other things we want to move on to, including Israel. And, of course, your phone calls at 800-922-6680. This is The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%.
All right, in hour number two of the show today, Gavin Newsom turned a $100 billion surplus into an $80 billion deficit. Wait till you hear his excuse. It's hilarious. You know things are bad when Red Lobster and Walmarts are closing down around the country, and it's official. Israel is now anti-Biden. That's all coming up. Don't go anywhere.